In just a minute, Bill qualifies for the Olympic downhill limerick team. He set a new record rhyme. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge coming up. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Bim, you might know this. Great Britain, your home country, made history recently when they appointed their first ever minister of what?
Jesus.
Minister no.
Jesus.
They've technically already got one of those down in Canterbury. This is new.
You would think. Let's see. A new minister.
Yes.
I didn't know we still made ministers.
You do.
May I have a hint, please?
You may. As befitting his position, he has no staff and no aides and just wanders around his office by himself and wishes the phone would ring.
Is it the minister of the Prince of Wales?
No, but I'm sure the minister will minister to the Prince of Wales now that all his kids have moved out and gotten married.
Oh, loneliness.
Yes, indeed. Oh. It's the Minister of Loneliness.
Yeah.
It's both an official government position and the title of the next Morrissey album.
Yeah.
The government says 9 million people in the country suffer from social isolation, so they just appointed a Minister of Loneliness to help. That person's first job will be to show up at the 9 million birthday parties no one else wanted to come to.
Is this considered to be a particularly British problem, or do we think that Americans
Wait,
are also so lonely?
Wait, I resent the accusation. We well, are.
It was a question.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry. I'm just very sensitive about
that. You're very sociable.
Yeah. I've been lonely for so long, Phil.
Let's get this guy to come here. Yeah. Who is he?
And now they have a minister of irritability, too. So it's great that Britain created a position to help with loneliness, or, you know, you could have just not voted to be the only country in Europe who officially doesn't have friends.
Okay, so this is the point at which I leave this stupid show. Yeah,
Faith, this week a beauty pageant was torn apart by scandal when a dozen contestants were forced to withdraw after it was revealed they had illegally used Botox. What is this beauty pageant?
Well, the contestants were very hairy.
Yes.
Probably smelly.
Indeed.
Camels.
Yes! It was, in fact, Saudi Arabia's most beautiful camel competition. The King Abdul Aziz Camel Festival is the Davos of ungulates. It features camel races, this is all true, camel best photo award, camel hair art. And of course, it ends with the most beautiful camel competition. This year, a dozen contestants were kicked out after judges determined that their owners had used Botox to make their lips and foreheads more prominent. It's all true.
More prominent?
Yes. But apparently that is a sign of
those
a beautiful
like
camel.
The
it's a prominent
that
forehead.
Yeah, yeah, it's like camel's like 80% forehead.
Is this a really big deal in Saudi Arabia?
This
like,
is a
do you
huge
think it's
deal.
Televised
oh, no,
and everything?
Oh, yeah,
does Mario Lopez host it?
I don't know.
This is what they're doing. They do this instead of letting women drive.
That's pretty much it.
They have two choices. Like camel beauty contest or let women drive. Let's do the camel beauty contest. We would never let a woman drive. It's insane.
Faith, archaeologists have just finished reconstructing the face of a 9,000-year-old teenager, and to many observers, it turns out the teenager looks what?
She looks like modern teenagers.
In that, she looks...
sullen.
Yes! She's a Bronze Age sullen teenager. Scientists were able to take 9,000-year-old remains of a teenager found in a cave in Greece, and they used 3D printing technology to reconstruct what she looked like. And as the New York Post perceived, she looked pissed. Despite the fact that her parents let her sleep in for 9,000 years. The Post headline read, 9,000-year-old teen sports resting bitch face. That's the Post. We're quoting the Post because we've seen her and we do not want her thinking we said that.
She was in Greece?
Yeah, she was found in a cave in Greece.
Maybe she's like from another country and she was just like, I can't believe my parents dragged me to Greece.
Yes, exactly right.
This is the stupidest country I have ever been to.
Yeah. And then she died.
I think.
Yeah.
Then. So she was right.
Yeah.
And she got hit by a woolly mammoth and was like, ugh,
I
now
think
I'm dead. This is the worst. I thought Greece sucked. Being dead is worse than being in Greece.
The scientists said that they had, that. I mean, there were some liberties they had to take, right? They could decide an eye color and hair color based on where she was found.
Yeah. Well, that's fun.
But her...
That's gonna actually be fun to be like, okay, now we're scientists, but let's like pick eye colors.
I hope they did it like, you know, in those movies where you have a fashion montage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, makeover, yeah. And then, you know.
Walking on sunshine. Time for you. And the guy comes in, what are you two doing here? I told you to reconstruct that 9,000-year-old little girl. Oh, what the hell? This is fun.